Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Two words of warning on this Thursday. Never run to a microphone, Dan Buck, and never try to eat a piece of bit of honey candy.
Before going
2 minutes before going on the air, I had to spit mine out there a minute
ago.
Sorry.
That, what a waste of the greatest candy ever made. You just gave me two of them, and I go, did somebody tell you that's like my favorite candy?
My friend Kevin, my neighbor, brought these to me. I think he went to Farm and Home out there on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. They sell them out there by the bag, and he brought me a bag of them.
Look
so thank
at
you, Kevin.
On the day of national kindness, you give me my favorite pieces of candy.
See, we're trying to lure you in here and keep you around.
There,
once Kim is
you go.
Back, we're going to keep us some Dan Buck on the air for sure. We hope.
We love bit of honey. You can bribe me with bit of honey. I might come in more often. Just got to work on that 5 a.m.
I know. That's the catch here, unfortunately. That's one of the requirements is getting here in early for that, for sure. All right, so Shannon Bream is going to be joining us shortly. Obviously, she'll have more on reaction to government reopening and what that means and maybe what damage is already done. I don't know. I'd like to talk to her about the Epstein case as well, since the Democrats are trying to make a nothing burger something yesterday, even though they've had this information forever. Suddenly it's a breaking news, which you'll hear from Ari Melber here in just a minute. Griff Jenkins is going to join us, as he always does, on a Thursday morning. And my friend Bill Pauly is going to join us. Bill is an insurance broker who helps people find insurance that's suited to them, right? So if you're a 65-year-old man, you don't need insurance that covers birth control. I mean, it's stupid things that Obamacare forced into some of these policies that make them all so expensive. You're paying for things you don't need.
Right.
And if these subsidies don't get renewed, which I hope many of them don't, your false amount you've been paying for insurance, it's been subsidized by the taxpayers, is going to go up. And if you're shopping for alternatives, that's why I invited Bill on today, because he can talk about what's out there that you may not know about, and maybe how much cheaper it is and what you're paying now. So we will talk to Bill here at the end of the hour, about 8:45. Be sure and stick around for that. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I can't tell you how many times someone has pulled me aside and said either I was once a big Trump voter and a Trump supporter and I watched Fox News every day, but then I started to kind of expand my world and where I got information, and now I've learned and now I've changed and I'm with you and I learn from you.
You see, if you just listen to Alex from the Hood, you would get on board with her.
Yes.
Come on.
I am telling you. It's like I could match her 5-1 on how many people have left the Republicans to become Democrats versus Democrats who've become Republicans.
That's her story and she's sticking to it.
Thanks to President Trump's direct engagement with President Xi, the government of China committed fully to my engagement there on the ground in Beijing. at a level never seen before.
That is fighting fentanyl precursors that all come from China, and how to slow down all of this junk that's getting into the U.S. and killing our children. Thank you, Kash Patel.
The bombshell confirmation, the revelations in this ongoing Trump-Epstein scandal. Donald Trump is in the Epstein emails. That is now confirmed.
He's in it because Epstein wrote about him. He's not corresponding with him in these emails.
Thank you. It's a smoking gun. It's breaking news.
And now it's the Trump-Epstein scandal.
That we've known about for a long, long time. There's absolutely nothing there.
No fabrication here.
Donald Trump to the rescue again yesterday when it comes to humor. Listen to this interaction with the Syrian president who was in the Oval Office. The guy's name is Ahmed al-Shra, I think, or Shah.
Former terrorist.
Oh, he was at some point in his past. He was. Yeah. Now he's risen to president of Syria. Listen to what Trump said to him.
It's the best fragrance. Come here. Thank you. I have one here, sir. Okay. So what we'll do is just take that, Joe, put it in, and then the other one is for your wife. How many ones?
One. I can't hear what he said.
He's giving him a bottle of Trump cologne.
Oh,
he sprays it on his neck, and he goes, I want you to give the other bottle to your wife. Wait a minute. How many wives do you have? I can never tell, he says at the end of it.
Oh, no. I might have to go get six more bottles.
Oh, my God. That hurts to laugh that deeply. I'm sorry. That's it. Trump says this to the president of Syria yesterday. How many wives do you have? I can't keep up. I guess he's been to Saudi Arabia where they have harems, and he wasn't sure how they're handling that in Syria right now.
I don't know either. I think within that Muslim community, I think the guy was a former member of ISIS too, by the way. I was either them or Al-Qaeda. Back when he was 19, he was an actual fighter, but has now ascended to be the Syrian new president and seems to want to play ball with the United States.
Well, let's hope.
And help broker some peace in Israel and in Gaza.
And but Trump's taking a lot of grief for it.
Yeah, and the prime minister of Israel's not been so kind, saying, hey, you know, the proof will come in the actual actions.
Can
of
they
Syria.
Change their colors?
Yes.
Would be the question.
You know, can he really change from being a hardcore terrorist to being the leader of a nation and support peace?
Well, we'll know quickly. And Syria is another example of dominoes that fell that allowed the United States to exert its influence over Iran. If that becomes a vacuum, if the politics of Syria become a vacuum, it will quickly get filled because nature abhors a vacuum. The terrorists will fill that place up and start lobbing bombs at Israel again if that's what happens. So what he's trying to do here is support some normalcy in that country. We may be a long way from that day, but it's better to get started early and try to support somebody that might seem to have a shred of control over that situation before it would turn into something we don't want over there. And I think good for him for trying. Saying you're not going to talk to somebody never solves anything.
Yeah.
Does it?
No.
I mean, that seems to be the Democrat approach. Joe Biden didn't talk to anybody for 4 years, including the media, or apparently his own press secretary. So what's the problem with that? Maybe Jim Carafano, if we get him on tomorrow, can give us his thoughts on this guy in Syria. He may not be a Boy Scout, but you've got to hedge your bets in a situation like that.
Yeah, and isn't Syria one of the countries in the Abraham Accords right now?
I mean, don't know.
I believe they were included. I know you had Arab Emirates, you had Bahrain, you had Jordan, Sudan, Morocco. I'm trying to think, there was a couple more. And I think Syria, along with Saudi Arabia and Lebanon, are all included in that.
Well,
so
that would be good for their economy, true, for
yeah.
sure.
And obviously, I'm sure that was part of the reason why he was visiting the White House is Trump is making a huge effort to strengthen that alliance around the Abraham Accords and continue to welcome in nations as part of this peace agreement, because I think that's going to be the backbone of the Gaza Israeli peace agreement.
Yeah, if they're all making money off each other, then that's
right,
going to help.
Yeah,
for
and that
sure.
they have to that the that Muslim nations have to be supportive of peace.
I agree.
Otherwise, Gaza is going to continue to you know, be a hot spot. I just don't know who's going to go in there and actually be the peacekeeping force when we get to phase two.
Good question.
Yeah. It'll be
hopefully it's not U.S. boots on the ground.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We've got Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday, on the other side of this. There was some action at the Supreme Court this week. And, of course, the government is reopened. What exactly is the fallout from all of that? We'll talk to Shannon up next.
And I can eat some of my honey.
Eat your bit of honey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I want to also thank the 8 Senate Democrats who finally did the right thing in voting to end this craziness, this madness. But unfortunately, the vast majority of congressional Democrats were happy for millions of Americans to suffer. They really did suffer, too. And the Democrats admitted, they said, well, no, we finally have a point, even though people have to suffer. We finally have a point, and that didn't work out too well for them. But they really went out, and they could appease the fringe benefits of their far-left base.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
All right, Shannon, the president there taking a little victory lap last night when he signed that bill, huh?
Well, listen, Republicans feel like they held the line and they didn't cave on any of the big substantive things that the Democrats wanted. I mean, Democrats are saying, well, look, we get a vote on the ACA extensions of those subsidies, at least on the Senate side. Sounds like there's no guarantee on the House side and there's no guarantee they'll pass. So I hear a lot of consternation in Democratic circles who feel like they went to the wall and then caved.
Yeah, you know, the big story I think that came out of that last night, the president also talked about fixing Obamacare and sending money directly to people. Now, I'm not quite sure how that works. Would that require congressional action in order to get that done?
Yeah, I think so. And one of the guests we hope to have on Sunday we're talking with is Senator Bill Cassidy, happens to be a medical doctor. And this is something that he's been working on very seriously with some serious Democrat counterparts. I mean, they're actually having substantive conversations about how do you go around the insurance companies and give them money to the enrollees? So then they have their money. They can take it to the places that work for them. and create a little bit more private type competition among these businesses and insurers. So there are serious talks about that, and I hope they bear fruit and possibly some other options, but we're hoping to get Senator Cassidy come explain it on Sunday.
Yeah, not to get too deep in the weeds on that, but I think it would almost have to be like an HSA account, right? Because you couldn't just hand somebody $2,000 and say, go buy insurance. They're going to, many will go buy a new 60-inch TV.
Yeah, there would definitely be very tight strings on where it goes. We know that the government, one of our problems with overspending is there's so much waste, fraud, and abuse. And a lot of you know, members agree on that.
Yes.
Dems and Republicans will say these programs have that problem. So I think what they're looking at is something like you talked about, putting into an account where you could pull from there to pay medical expenses, medical insurance, all those kinds of things, but in a way that takes out sort of the middleman. Insurance premiums have continued to go up, as we know, since the Affordable Care Act went into effect. You know, Kaiser Family Foundation, who tracks this stuff, says, you know, with the subsidies, what most people don't understand is that people are getting the Obamacare subsidies. Their insurance premiums are covered, 80% of them, roughly 80% or more. And so I didn't really understand that until recent weeks. We've been debating this and thinking that, okay, those of us who are taxpayers are underwriting it by that much suggests to me that it's not affordable care.
You know, the logistics of reopening the government is got to be monumental. So many programs got halted. There's so much back work that I'm sure has had to be done. How are they doing this? Will it be a, really at the discretion of each secretary to get their programs up and running, whether it's SBA or DOL or HUD? Or I mean, who's going, how quickly can this, you know, get re-charged and get refunded and get people back to work?
Well, we're told the expectation is if the government's back in, you are expected to turn up as a federal employee.
Yeah.
And they consider the government back in business at midnight.
So,
you know, some of these different paychecks, we understand, I think it was air traffic controllers will get 70% of their back pay immediately, and the rest of that back pay will show up in their next week, paycheck next week. So hopefully these folks get made right. They've got bills to pay, and hopefully that happens very quickly. But the expectation is with the government, quote unquote, now reopen, you got to be back at work.
Yeah.
Right. Let me ask you a couple Supreme Court questions. The SNAP decision made by the court, they extended they extended Trump's decision not to pay full SNAP benefits. That's kind of a moot issue now, right?
It may be, because there may be still some questions about is that handled the same way as federal pay? Is it going to be back pay? Like if you missed a couple of weeks of benefits, will you get those couple of weeks back, or do we just pick up from here? So the court extended that pause on that until the 13th. So I think it's the court's hope that this will be resolved and make sense to everybody by then, and we'll know the status of the money and whether it's been fully paid out. So the court has paused it until all of the dust settles.
Well, Shannon, I don't think you and I have had a chance to talk since that court hearing last week on tariffs, right, where Scott Bessent attended that. I'm sure you were in the room. How did it sound?
Well, the first half of it, I thought they're in big trouble. The White House is in very big trouble, because there was tough questioning across the bench, very skeptical questions for the Solicitor General, John Sauer, you know, represents the Trump administration. And, you know, there was this whole question about, okay, the president's out there bragging about the revenue this is bringing into the Treasury, sees that as a positive thing, good thing for the country. But if we view this as revenue, that's viewed as a tax. And that's not for the executive branch to do. Only Congress can do that. Did they, in the language of the statute, which never uses the word tariff, the one the president's relying on, did they foresee that that's what he would do? So it was really tough questioning. Now, the second hour of that, they were tough on the other side, too, the other attorneys arguing against it. But I think that the president's going to have a really heavy lift to win this case. I think it's going to be a tough one, a very close one.
Wow.
And if they come down, does it undo all the tariff work he's done?
Well, that's the question. And Justice Barrett brought that up. She said, listen, this looks like it's going to be a big mess. Those were her words. If we do this, I mean, they have to think through the logistics of what they would actually do. You know, some of the attorneys there on site were representing just a handful of businesses and said, listen, we're just worried about our businesses, these five businesses. So we think it'd be easy to figure out refunds to them. But there are probably thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses out there that will go after those refunds if this is how this goes down. Now, interestingly enough, I saw CNBC had a piece with a number of importers who said, it really wouldn't be that confusing. The paperwork is very line item for each tariff that you're paying. And they think the paperwork trail would be there to get it undone. The White House, of course, has said it would be chaos. They don't want to do it. I tried to press Secretary Bessent on, like, what's the backup plan? And they don't seem to really want to discuss that that possibly happening.
Yeah, but not. At least the checks haven't been handed out yet. That's for sure. Shannon, thank you.
Great to see you guys.
Yep, we'll be watching you. Thank you. We'll be watching Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fox News Sunday. You can listen to it right here on the radio station, I think at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoons.
She is so knowledgeable when it comes to the court. I mean, of course, she was a clerk, which helps. She
understands. It was great. Yeah.
She understands the inner workings, but she's great.
All right, our buddy Griff Jenkins, where in the world is he today? We're going to talk to him coming up at 8:35. Stay tuned.
And it's Donald Trump, and I just wanted to wish you the best and the family of great. Ozzy was amazing. He was an amazing guy. I met him a few times, and I want to tell you, he was unique in every way and talented. So I just wanted to wish you the best, and it's a tough thing. I know how close you were, and whatever I can do, take care of yourself. Say hello to the family. Thanks. Bye.
Love him or hate him, he didn't have to call and leave a voicemail.
Listen. When it comes to politics, we know nobody comes out a winner.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Hey, Griffer, how are you, my friend?
Good morning and happy Thursday. The government is open again.
Yes.
You know, winter's here, but at least the government's finally open and the Democrats are thinking about whether they accomplished anything over 43 days. And clearly they've moved on to other things like those Epstein files.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I had to play that bite off the top there because the Osborne family shared that yesterday that, you know, with everything else that's going on in the world, Donald Trump took time out of his day to call and leave a voicemail for Sharon Osborne after Ozzy Osborne died. And, you know, like the their son, I don't know what their politics are, to be honest with you, but it was nice of them to share that with the world.
Well, it was really I'm really glad you played it, Mark, because, you know, so I know the Osbournes by way of Greta Van Susteren. If you remember, for about 10 years, I was Greta Van Susteren's correspondent, and she is very close with Sharon and was with Ozzy. Every year, I would help sort of coordinate bringing them. A lot of years, they came to the White House Correspondents Center, and they were often Greta's esteemed guest at her table.
Wow.
And the Osbournes are such amazing people, and particularly I knew Sharon better than Ozzy, and you know, she really didn't wear her politics on her sleeves, and she had a wide array of friends, but she clearly did have a connection with President Trump, and you know, for those of us that have been fortunate to spend time with President Trump, and even going back to the campaign trail for the first time, you know, when you hear every now and then in the media that he really does call reporters and talk to people in the press more than you would think, that's an understatement. But beyond the sort of reaching out and maintaining actual conversations with reporters, even some that he disagrees with, he has a deep empathy in him, despite the caricature that the liberal media makes him out to be. And he's very engaging. You know, the only other president that I can say that you know, sort of had that same vibe, if you will, that's the buzzword these days amongst the youngsters, that was Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton was very warm and very empathetic. And you know, the world could be collapsing around him, and yet he could really focus on you. And when you're talking to him, you felt like he really gave a damn about what the heck you were talking about or what you were talking about you were dealing with. And I didn't know Clinton nearly as well as I know this president. And let me tell you, it's genuine. That phone call was genuine. And I think that, you know, the Osbournes released that because they want the world to know, too, like, hey, this isn't Adolf Hitler. This is a guy that will take time and reach out. And I'm glad that call's out there. And I'm glad you played it.
Yeah, it's so, a good point.
Do you have Trump's cell phone?
No.
No?
If I get called, I get called. The calls don't go in the other direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I bet I bet you have the Secretary of Defense's, War Department Secretary, you probably have his cell phone.
Well, you know, that cell phone now was in frequent use before his specific designation. if anyone ever releases a bunch of text messages, I'll deny any knowledge of them, but I might have his phone number.
That's funny because, of course, we have the phone number, the cell phone number for Will Scharf, who's the secretary there in the White House, right? He's the one that announces all of Trump's executive actions, and he's not allowed to talk to us anymore.
Oh, really? I love it. Well, you know, look, at the end of the day, I mean, the one thing that this entire administration, and, you know, it's Vance's team and Rubio's team and everyone else, is they are far more accessible because I think they want to be able to connect with the country, right? I mean, mm-hmm. That's the problem with Washington. For years and years, it was always about, you know, we're making the decisions and, you know, you don't get to even see how the sausage is made. And this in the name of transparency, I think this administration is getting high marks so far in the second term in terms of both access and transparency. Now, granted, there is my aforementioned friend and Secretary of War Hegseth took a lot of heat for kicking the press out of the Pentagon.
Right.
But that aside, I do think that this is a very accessible administration.
So what's Washington like right now, Griff? I assume the bad traffic resumed this morning?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I'm about to head to a train, take the time to call you, and then in about 30 minutes, I'm going to hop on a train and head to New York. But it will hopefully be not as busy of a train as I've seen recently because everybody that could take a train took a train instead of flying because of the chaos.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Hey, Griff, we were talking about the Department of War. The story really not being told and obviously overshadowed by the government shutdown and now the reopening is the Venezuelan story and the huge military presence we have down in the Gulf. And, I mean, that could escalate quickly into something, you know, much bigger than what it is, not just drug boats, but it could escalate if they take any offensive action against any of our military personnel out there in international waters. What's the feel in Washington of where that's going to go?
You know, Dan, I'm glad you raised that. And I think the bottom line is keep your eye on that space. I'm obviously very interested in that. We're going to talk about it on Fox and Friends this weekend because, look, you've got Carrier Strike Group 12, which is our most fierce carrier strike group in the region with the USS Ford, the largest carrier in just off the shores of Venezuela now. And, you know, military analysts like Jack Keane and others are saying that, you know, such a show of force in the Southcom region is probably not quite enough of what you would see typically, you know, building up for an actual ground invasion, but certainly overkill when you're talking about taking out some narco boats.
Yeah.
And so I think there's an ambiguity there that's made to make Maduro really scratch his head and wonder what the heck's going on. And we do know from various reporting that the U.S. has done some PSYOP stuff, you know, sending our CIA guys in to start finding the people around Maduro who might be able to cave and turn them. Because if the end goal is, you know, regime change by getting Venezuela to turn on them, then that might be just enough to have this show of force threaten him while taking out the narco boats and then getting people like his defense minister, his attorney general, others who really right. do hold keys to the power to turn on him and run.
Well, Griff, we appreciate your time, my friend. I assume your train trip to New York is free now, courtesy of Zohran Mamdani, right?
I hope so. And just keep watching that ride to socialism. I covered that story yesterday. Mamdani is the first, but I don't think he's going to be the last across the country.
Oh, it'll come to St. Louis next. You just wait. I know it's coming. All right, buddy. Oh, thank you.
Hey, have a great weekend, guys.
You all too.
Right, have a great one, Griff.
I appreciate that. Yeah, he has to go up there and work all weekend. So my guess is Thursday's his day off, and he still agrees to do this hit with us every day. Isn't that great?
That's super nice.
Got to run. My friend Bill Pauley's up next. We're going to talk more about alternatives to these Obamacare policies you hear so much about. We'll be
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Right back.
So much money is involved, and we're willing to pay so much money to the people. So we're going to pay a lot of money to the people. They're going to go out and buy their own health care, and we're going to forget this Obamacare madness.
Yeah, that's President Trump yesterday talking about a direction he'd like to go. Obviously, he's going to need some congressional help in order to do that. In the meantime, it's open enrollment for a lot of people. There's a lot you need to know. I asked my friend Bill Pauley from the Pauley Agency to join us this morning to talk more about that. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me here.
You're a fine human being and a great Kentucky Wildcat fan as well, I'd like to point out to my listeners. Yeah. Sorry about the Louisville game the other night.
Oh, you know, you got to take the good with the bad sometimes.
That was rough. That was rough.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, is Lisa still a Louisville fan?
No, she's a Kentucky Wildcat.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I thought you used to have a sign that said a house divided. I was a little concerned about that. All right. Anyway, let's talk about Obamacare and open enrollment and all of that. What do people need to know right now as of the 13th of November?
Well, as of right now, there's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people that are scared saying that, you know, all the significant increases are because the subsidies have totally gone away. And nothing is farther from the truth. What has happened is they've gone to the actual law of the 150 to 400% federal poverty level. And the Income Reduction Act is gone now. It's kind of like, you know, you get a, give a kid ice cream and for 3 or 4 years you give sprinkles on tops and all the other stuff. And, you know, you're still getting your ice cream, people. You're still getting the subsidies. But the little sprinkles on top, the extra subsidies, is gone away, and it's gone to what the rates should have been all along.
Yeah.
So I don't feel, in what I see, I don't feel that that extra part is going to come back. So we have to deal with the platform and what we have right now.
And what alternatives can you provide for them there at the Pauley Agency? What are you doing?
Oh, there are several alternatives, and that's another kind of misinformation that people have out there, is that this is the only thing that's available to them is the ACA. And if you qualify, there are private plans out there that we can definitely show you and guide you to and help you through. private TPO networks that are much better than the networks that you find on the ACA. So there are a lot of alternatives out there.
You heard the president just a moment ago that Mark played that talked about the potential of a voucher-like program where people could get mm-hmm. a health account. How do you see that potentially playing out, that they would basically give more discretion to the American citizen versus them forcing all people in, making it more of an individual decision based on your health needs and your health situation?
It could be very interesting. It would privatize insurance again, and then you have the competition against each other, which helps bring down those prices because right now it's a cash cow
from the government, right? Yeah.
And so they're just raking in the money from those subsidies, and it's going to the insurance companies. But if you privatize it and they have to bring rates down to be competitive again, I think it will help everyone.
Yeah. We're talking to Bill Pauley. He's from the Pauley Agency. You're a brokerage, correct? So when people correct. Call you, Bill, what can they expect to what kind of help can you give them?
We will assess your own personal needs, what you've been on before, what you're looking for. We'll talk about your health history and the doctors and networks that you need to be in. And it doesn't matter which direction you go. We don't care what plan it is, as long as it's the right plan for you. And so we are connected with our clients and engage with them so that they feel a part of the process. And we're not going to push any one plan on anybody, but we're going to look and find the best plan that's going to be for them.
And can you help people if they have Medicare questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
okay.
We do Medicare, we do group, we do life insurance. The full gambit of whatever people's needs are.
Tell people how to get a hold of you. I know the website is PauleyAgency.com, correct?
Yes, PauleyAgency.com is the website, and there's a link there that you can schedule appointments, or you can dial the office line at 636-222-2149.
All right, very good. Bill, we appreciate your time, and let's hope for better things for our Wildcats this year.
That's right. I'm looking forward to a good season.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bill Pauley there, the Pauley Agency. When you search that on your browser, just put in Pauley, P-A-U-L-E-Y, PauleyAgency.com, and that'll get you straight to his website. Hopefully that helps people that have questions out there. All right. That's going to do it for us. Text responder to 33100. Buy your Responder Rescue ATF raffle tickets today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.